This activity focuses upon active listening and uses the tool called a paraphrase. First, listen to the NPR story linked or read its content. As a reminder, a paraphrase is a restatement of what you hear. Generally, you would orally state a paraphrase to the person you're listening to. In this activity, imagine you are going to respond to Deka Ahmed and Raleigh Neeson, two of the people interviewed in the NPR story. To review, a paraphrase includes three parts. First, begin with an I statement. I heard. Second, add a restatement of what you heard, focusing on the facts, not your inferences. So, I heard you say, and then continue. Finally, ask for clarification. Is that correct? So that would be, I heard you say, fill in the blank. Is that correct? Let's give an example. So an example of one paraphrase to Deka Ahmed could be, I heard you say that you are from Wilmore. Is that correct? This paraphrase is simple. It's just asking about basic information. In many cases, you'll be creating a paraphrase that is, well, more complex. I heard you say that your family lived in the same refugee camp for 30 years, and now you're struggling to reunite with them. Is that correct? A paraphrase does not move into a full perception check. That, too, might be a good tool to use. In this activity, though, we're only paraphrasing. Paraphrases serve three purposes. One, to help you as the listener understand the message and retain it. Two, to help the speaker hear what you heard. And three, to provide an opportunity for clarification. So now it's your turn. Go ahead and listen to the story and then practice. What would be a paraphrase for each of the people that you hear or read about? What might be hard about listening to one another's comments? And why might paraphrasing, in other words, just reflecting and restating what you actually heard, not the inferences, why might this be helpful for one another as you listen to one another? And how might those three purposes of helping the listener, helping the speaker, and providing opportunities for clarification be beneficial? Thanks for sharing.